702. The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. We'll start out with Ukraine. Claims there of some success against Russian mercenaries.
Yeah, this murky, shadowy Wagner paramilitary group of mercenaries. And it does look like Ukrainian artillery struck the headquarters. It's difficult to tell because there are photos, but it's difficult to tell quite how much damage was done, whether there were casualties, were there mercenaries inside. To be honest, they're probably mostly deployed across Ukraine rather than in the headquarters building in Propazna. But the Ukrainian governor of Luhansk has certainly suggested that the damage has been done. And it's also a symbolic blow, because the Wagner Group have been responsible for all sorts of things around the world, named after the composer Richard Wagner, who was Adolf Hitler's favorite. That'll tell you about their political affiliations. Although not in theory directly linked to the Kremlin, nonetheless, they have pretty much done Moscow's bidding in Crimea, Syria, Libya, Mali, the Central African Republic. Not too many tears shed for the Wagner Group if a few of them have gone. But on the other hand, I doubt very much that many of them will have gone.
Talk to me about Chinese shoppers, some who refuse a lockdown in Shanghai.
I love this bit of people power. I could see this with you guys. I could see it maybe a little bit with us as well, where just that thing of we've had enough. We are not putting up with these rules. We're going to do our own thing. This is what happened in Shanghai. I mean, bear in mind, we are in China here. And Shanghai has had it really bad with all the lockdowns. And we know, I mean, people were screaming from their apartments saying, please, we need food, we need medicine. And the lockdowns have been so stringent there. So over the weekend at an IKEA store in Shanghai, basically a bit of test and trace, they're still doing that thing. Someone had close contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID. So under Chinese policy, the idea is that instantly the area where this any kind of COVID trace is detected, it locks down for 2 days, and then everyone involved gets 5 days of health monitoring. Well, this happened with the IKEA store in Shanghai, and people inside thought, no, stuff that, we are not staying here, even with comfy beds and Swedish meatballs, we are not staying here for 2 days, thank you very much. They barged past the guards and fled off into the day. No, thank you very much. And indeed, there have been instant lockdowns in Shanghai in restaurants, gyms and offices. There are just some parts of the world, even in IKEA, where you don't really want to have to be locked up for 2 days. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think whilst the rest of us moved on from this, the ongoing shutdowns and lockdowns in various parts of China would have any population, even the most placid, a little irritated. I can tell you that. Now, tell me about the really, really great grandma.
Yeah, it may not be a world record. I guess I'll have to check, but it's remarkable. Anyway, a woman in Philadelphia, approaching her 100th birthday any week now, she has just seen her 100th great-grandchild born. Marguerite Kohler, she met her husband William during the Second World War. Sadly, he's passed on since, but she met William in the Second World War. They had 11 children. In turn, those 11 had 56 grandchildren, and now those 56 have had 100 great-grandkids, the latest named after them, Kohler William. There are so many that they have to take it in turns at Thanksgiving. It's like, it's your turn this year, we'll wait till next, that sort of, I mean, otherwise you've got an awfully big table to try to cater for. What's more, when Marguerite was, she was an only child, and she was intent on becoming a nun when love and a husband got in the way. So from nun to 157 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. That's quite a turnaround, I'd say.
I wonder if she knows the names of all of them. Adam Gilchrist will leave it there for this morning's World View.